2023 City Council meeting. Roll call, please.
Jill Coulter.
Randy Edwards.
Jill.
Mark.
Tony.
And this meeting is being recorded. I don't have anybody to read this to. Do I read it anyways? This meeting is being recorded and audio will be posted on the city website. Anyone wishing to speak, please raise your hand until recognized by the chairperson and state your name and residence. Okay, Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, you're going to consider the agenda. We have a few things that I'd like to see added to the agenda. And I'm going to see if anybody else has any. Under parks, I'd like to talk about doing a ribbon cutting. We should have had some kind of ceremony when we opened up the pickleball court. And the pavilion's coming along, so I would think that we should have a ribbon cut. We could put that under parks, discuss it then. Under road construction, I'd like to put under there an update on the brush dump that we talked about at the last meeting. And then under purchasing and personnel, we have a check that needs to be canceled and reissued. We'll discuss that then. Anybody else have anything else that they want to add to the agenda?
Just a question. I don't know if this is for City Council or not, but down by kind of Deer Lane, down in that area, there's where they did that logging. They still have all this, like, these logs and brush and stuff all over. It's like littered. It looks awful. Like, is that something that whoever did that should be
doing? That's standard logging practice.
Okay, but I think it's an eyesore for everybody, and that's exactly when I talked to the DNR about that. We talked specifically about having them plant a couple of rows of trees and not having all that junk all around, and they agreed to that.
Well,
and it's there still.
They agreed to, I believe.
You weren't there at the meeting. You weren't there because we walked through and I talked to the DNR people. We had a meeting with them, and we walked through, and they said that they agreed to plant a couple of rows of pines on those areas and not have it be complete junk like it is now. We had a discussion with DNR.
The intersection of Deer Lane and Keeble Lake Road.
But once you come down to your lane, that's one of the areas is right there where they have all that, they
right
have it blocked off. Huh?
Right at the T?
There's another one. So Keeble Lake is farther forward.
West.
Farther west. It's the area that's kind of by.
Recently harvested last year from the top of the hill to Deer Lane.
Yes.
For fawn circle, I mean.
Mm-hmm. And it looks awful. It's a bad eyesore, and that's exactly what we talked to the DNR about. Specifically had a meeting. It was with Steph. Also coordinated it because I talked to the county commissioner who got me in charge. There were two DNR people there, and it was like 50 people from 50 Lakes there.
Was it the Forest Committee?
It's
from the city? The Forestry Committee?
Not with the city. It was with the DNR.
Okay, but
no, did anybody from Forestry Committee, did you talk to Fred Strohmeyer?
Yeah, he showed up. But
that's our Forestry Committee,
Mike
then.
Brownie.
Well, he only came in as an afterthought because I'm the one that made the meeting.
Okay.
And then I told Steph about it, so Steph wanted to come, and then he got, whatever his name is.
Fred Strohmeyer?
Yeah.
Well, you could certainly add it under roads and maybe see if the Forestry Committee would follow up on it.
Okay. We'll add that under roads. Anyone have anything else they'd like to add to the agenda? There's nothing else we have to do with this right at the moment.
Just make a motion to add those one, two, three,
make
four things.
Yeah, add the four things, the brush dump, deer lane, and ribbon cutting, and check to the agenda.
I'll second that.
Vote, please. Aye.
Aye.
We have open forum, and we have nobody here.
Must be doing something right.
On to the consent agenda. We need a motion to approve the consent. agenda.
I make a motion we approve the consent. Actually, back up on that one moment. Let's. Do we want to talk about transferring Diana's like $75,000 into the CD under that, or do I just accept the?
I'd do it under the new business critical issues.
Okay. I make a motion to accept the consent agenda as written.
Okay. Which
gets us through page 29, I believe.
Vote. Aye.
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 New business and critical issues. Approval to cash in CDs number 5635, which is $100,000, 5637, $114,063.09, and 5636, $100,000. It says at the Western Bank.
At First Western.
First Western Bank. So we need a motion for that?
That needs to be a separate motion.
You could just do one motion for all three.
Let's do all three and make have one motion on all new banking transfers.
Are you making that motion? No.
Well, just want to read that second line.
Approval to renew CD 7507. For $143,586.35 at 5.25% for 1 year at First Western Bank. And we leave that. Yeah, I was going to say that should be separate.
All right, so the first two there, cashing in the three CDs, and we're going to transfer those to Roads and Bridges for the new grader, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
That's where they went, yes.
And approve the renewal of other CD 7507 at First Western. Motion.
No second.
Vote.
Aye.
Aye.
Then we have a review of liquor CD 7517 for $20,000.
No, that's the one that's only at like 1.67 or something, right?
It's at 1.4. And Lisa Silva from the League of Minnesota Cities, I sent her the cash control just to see her expertise on all our monies. And that caught her eye right away that I should contact the bank and see what the penalty would be to pull that out and renew it at the same bank at, I think it's 5% or 5.01. And we'd actually, I think the penalty was $130-some, but in the next 10 months or a year, I can't remember what it was, we'd actually make $900, but.
So it's a no-brainer.
It's a no-brainer.
Yep.
If council wants to make a motion to cash it in and renew it.
I'll make a motion to cash it in and renew it. The 7517.
Second.
Vote.
Aye.
Is this where you want to figure out that her massive bank account currently?
That's up to you, or if you'd rather have Diana in here and do it under liquor.
Is she coming in a little bit?
As far as I know.
Yeah, she just had to work.
Are you going to text her a little bit?
Yeah.
Okay. That's the bad part about 6 o'clock. See, we had 7, and she'd be here.
One thing I do want to go over with you, though, is that as you can see on page 8, road and maintenance, which is the second line, now has $461,000. I put a copy of the grader purchase agreement in front of you, which he's looking at $338,560. We will also get our last payment from the county, the levy money, of about $90,000. Chad will get yet in December.
And this is where?
On page 8, yep.
Under roads and maintenance.
Okay.
So what I would recommend is he's got plenty in there to pay for the grader. And then he's getting the extra $90,000. Would you like to take $100,000 back out of there and get it in to
purchase the salt sand for the year and whatnot?
I couldn't tell you. He was fine. He was very comfortable with it when we were on the phone today, or when I was in person with him today. And I think I put the CD renewal rates in the wrong spot. I did that. So it's page 32 is the CD renewal rates.
Okay.
So the best rate right now at a year is 5.25 at First Western.
He has not ordered salt, but it says in his memo that he sent me, looking at ordering salt and prepping for the winter.
Okay.
So how much did he
do? We might sell plenty in there. Taking
out time to buy. So that leaves him with the 90,000 back in and everything else, rough figures, 120, he's got 122,690.
Right.
So if we do 100 in a CD, that's going to leave him 22,690.
And technically that 100 is the general fund it belongs to.
You can eat up $10,000 and fill a fuel barrel pretty quickly.
So this is not including the 90?
That's including, that's adding in the 90.
Oh.
That's taking this 461, subtracting 338, and adding back in 90. At least 22,600 to go through the winter without.
Yeah. Well,
that just doesn't.
Because he doesn't get any more money until he gets this installment, then the next one's not until February.
He gets another one in January. Smaller. And then another big one won't be till, is it June? July? But he's got the 461 plus the 90 is 551,000. And then you minus the 348. That's 203.
You came up 203?
So if you take up, I'm just rounding.
461.
338 was the greater, right?
Right.
So it's got 120, that's what I get. If we, so that's not at, that is the 461, that 95 is not plus in the 461, is it?
No.
No.
Well, that 213, is. 213, okay.
Yeah.
213.
That's almost no brainer. That's 100,000.
Yes.
Right, and to get it into that 5.25.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
And it technically doesn't belong to him anyway. That 100,000 came out of general and went in there.
So we're going to put it back in general?
Let's put it back in general.
I'd like to see you guys, make a motion to take 100,000 out of roads and maintenance, and which technically belongs to the general. Put it in the CD and earmark it for a general, new fire hall, community center.
Let's leave it general now until we get things set up with it.
But what I was, where Ann was going with that is, so many of these are numbers and they don't need to be set to them.
Right.
But let's start as we go forward as a possible land procurement slash, which we'll talk about that when we talk about the brush dump. Let's start earmarking some of these CDs towards at least something that we foresee 2 years, 5 years, 10 years down the road. Such a new building, land acquisition. Rather than calling it 1601, we can call it, that CD that we've got earmarked for this, or what have you.
And if you take a look too, he's still got 300,000 in CDs.
Well, instead of earmarking it.
But part of that's also for, should West Fox Lake Road decide they want to get asphalted, and we're on the hook for 33%, I believe, right?
I think so.
Are they thinking about that now? Is that what you're saying?
Or they tried.
They've got a pretty good turnover on that road, and new residents built, and they're talking about it. But the biggest thing is the off-road things. They don't want it.
Right. Well, if we put it in general fund, we could still take it out of the general fund. Mm-hmm. We could just get into a CD under general, and then we, as we need it, or as we realize we're going to be building something, we could earmark it then. Mm-hmm. Unless you know something now.
No, I'm just, I'm glad that, yes, they are talking about.
Gotcha, so just be aware that it's out there.
Yeah, it's, that's a cat, that's going to be pretty, it's probably going to be $300,000-$400,000 when we are 33%.
Okay. Let's put it in the CD then.
Yeah. No matter if it's funny. Probably not that, Randy probably knows numbers better than I, probably, I mean, I think that's 1.4 miles, so, yeah. $500,000 for sure. Not just to turn it black because there's plenty of base underneath there.
Okay, so I will make a motion that we take $100,000 from roads and maintenance, put it into a CD for First Western thing.
First Nash. Or no, I'm sorry. Yes, you want a First Western, right? Yes.
For the 5.25% for 1 year.
Mm-hmm. I'll second it.
Any more discussion? The vote?
Aye.
Okay.
Okay, we are up to committee reports. Planning and zoning staff report.
We
have no one here.
No one here.
Can we back up on the review of the quicker CD? Did we discuss that then?
We were going to wait and discuss that when Diana gets here. So she's in on it.
Sure.
Okay. So everybody can see on the planning and zoning, the permits, schedule of the permits have been issued so far. It is 33 to 39.
Well, I guess the bigger thing is on that department is something I read in there was they're going to start discussing redoing some of the ordinances and whatnot. So hopefully, anybody's got any thoughts on that? Weigh into your planning and zoning friends.
Well, I think we should start bringing up some of the fines when people. So I think there's a lot of things going on right now that I'm seeing where just even on Mitchell, right, that shouldn't have been done. And I think that they're trying to do the oops after the fact. And I think our fines are really low, aren't they, if they do something?
I think the 1.5 times permit cost, which I believe Crow Wing County, or there was something I heard on the news recently that were discussing going to doubling the fine instead of 1.5.
I think that's great because I think right now it's like our fines are so low that it's like it's easier for people to do what they want to do and break the ordinances and then just go, oops, I'm paying $200 or whatever it is, when the cost of it's probably $40,000 to $50,000 and to them paying a small fine is nothing. When it's really on a wetland or it's, you know, things like that are going on.
Some of those, I'm not real familiar with artists, but some of the stuff in there, do they not have to take out and if they do certain things, I mean like wetland or stuff, they've got to repair that, undo what they've done and repair it too?
It depends on the circumstance.
Mm-hmm. And right now there's an area that was considered wetland that has and put their bone in the water there. They just made a nice little world. And I don't know if that was okay by Justin or not, but I mean,
I'd definitely check with him.
Yeah, I was going to that one day and then I just haven't gotten a hold.
Well, that's where if you know the address, you should be able to look in here and know whether there's a permit code for it.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'd rather talk to Justin because I think he knows.
Well, it's just like
because I'm not going to be able to understand what that permit means. It's going to be better for me to talk to someone else.
Well, and that's why I'm glad I sit here, is Keith Drell has a building permit, but I don't think he ever pulled the septic permit. I know he's got a design and all that, but I don't think he ever pulled the septic permit.
Yeah, are you talking about the at the end?
No, Drills.
Oh, okay. I don't know the names yet.
The kids maybe.
And do we set the fees?
Absolutely, the first year. You'll review them again at the first
meeting. Okay, perfect.
Okay, yeah, that's a great time. Yeah, let's get it later. Do that, yeah.
Okay.
Anything else for planning and zoning?
I'm sorry, this is just off the wall, and I'm kind of a little bit out of place. But the screen up in the corner, and actually that should be discussed under the council meeting. Videos and microphones, I'll wait until we get there. We're being videotaped now, correct?
Yes.
Yes, but it's not going anywhere. We're just saying.
People watching it?
You guys didn't give approval to put it out there yet.
I didn't see our picture up there.
Do you want to see it bigger? Well, let's wait till we get there.
It's fine, I just caught a glimpse of it.
Okay, we'll cover that when you get to the...
Yes, all right, there's one of the stuff. I don't know if we can track who's watching.
Okay, parks. Was looking at the community center over there, and since we're getting, things are going pretty nice with the park and the pavilion and everything, I would like to see a sign go up on the south door that faces the parking lot. You have a copy of it in your...
Put it on the door?
Not on the door, next to the door, but on by the south door.
But I was thinking more, if this is the building, here's the door, frame it kind of so it's... How would it look? It's just 3 foot. You'd actually get it somewhere in this, because that's just a big cream colored side of the building.
Gotcha.
$460, and for $600, can we get it 4 feet by 38 inches and have it centered in that big cream colored side of that brick building?
We could do a lot of different stuff.
I love the idea. I'm just trying to make it bigger.
For sure. And I'm not opposed to changes on it at all. I do like this one.
This is wonderful.
And I was thinking, this is what I was thinking, on the south side, and I don't care where you put it on the south side, but people would know that that was a community center. And then on the door that faces to the east, when you come in by the bathrooms there, I was thinking a long, you know, just maybe above the door, 50 Lakes Community Center.
That's usually only used more to bring stuff in and out for the most part.
For the most part, but still people parking, you know, over there and stuff too, then would see the sign.
Or like here, we have City Hall on this wall here outside with an arrow.
Oh.
Because people are confused. City Hall's attached to the bar.
That's what I was saying. If this is in the middle of that big beige open area, mm-hmm. between the entryway and the front of the fire hall, it would jump out and then everybody would know.
Yeah, I like that idea. I like that idea of moving it down. So you move it to the west.
Yeah, and I
put
think
it west a little bit.
Whatever money we save and have a little window, little one in the back, we put to make this one bigger. And here's this.
This is already 3 feet by.
The 3 feet under 12, and that, I'm going to guess that area in there being 16 feet by. Okay. It's a pretty substantial open area. You know what I mean?
I want to look at this one out here.
Do you want a tape measure?
Close the side door. Huh?
I'm just not very speedy. I'm getting there.
Well, keep in mind, too, on the south wall, there's a spot where there used to be an electrical panel.
Oh, yes, there was.
Oh, I see what you did right there. Okay. All right.
Structure lights.
I've never seen it. That's like falling down right
there. Use this one over here. Okay, Jessica.
Yes.
This is the weird part. I have the picture of that check that we're supposed to reissue. Like, I have a picture of it. And I know I tried to... So I think the bank just couldn't see it right or whatever.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know, can I do something with the picture? Like, submit it?
So do you have the picture as in you tried to deposit it with your phone and that
I think
way?
I did that, and then I actually took an actual picture of it, too.
Okay.
Like, I don't know why. I don't know why I still have it. I mean, but it is, was that 902?
What's the date on there?
314. 2023.
I'm wondering if it would have voided out, because usually there's a max of 6 months on there.
And the thing is, like, this bank doesn't tell me right away. I don't get, like, I don't always go and check it. It's, like, kind of an obscure one.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't use it very often, so I didn't know that it didn't.
I just want to see what Mark wanted on the back.
Yeah.
And so obviously the picture doesn't really help me, probably.
Well, and especially even if you could bring it into them and say, I did, this is my picture.
Well, it's not kidding, I'm not going up there.
Yeah, but I'm just saying the check is voided by now.
Right. Because
usually they're only good for about 6 months, I think. And if it was...
Okay. Really?
If it's a business one. I think a personal one is good for a year, but I think a... How long are the checks good for? Is it a
160 days?
Oh, 160 days?
Yeah, it says on them now.
Okay, because I have a picture of it.
Or 180. It says on the check.
Because I have a picture of it.
6 months.
So it was like this because one. I tried to deposit it.
Yeah.
But apparently it's like whatever I did.
Okay. That's probably 48.
So I know I tried to deposit.
Right. That's probably 48.
Right, so the price is going to go up. And so nothing on the east side by the door?
I don't think so. I think that's a backdoor kind of thing. And
I can go either way on that. It doesn't really matter. I didn't see putting two of these, one
this
on
one
this wall and then one on the east
that.
Wall. I was thinking a smaller one on the east wall, but we don't necessarily have to.
I'd write that in one big one.
Out. One bigger one?
This doesn't say 1698.
Yeah. We'll make a motion?
I make a motion. We get a sign that says 50 Lakes Community Center, something roughly just single sign, 48 by say 38.
Why don't you just say the same size as the one on the east side?
The same size as the east side of the City Hall.
There you go.
And we get that cut and installed on the south face of the Community Center building.
And you want to chew them, right?
No, just go with the one and on one side and go bigger.
Go big. Gotcha.
That one out there is 48.
Do I have a second for the motion?
Second.
Any more discussion on the sign?
The only thing I want to say is they do not install anymore.
Pardon?
They do not install. So that's our responsibility.
And the signs are the same material? So you could just, in concrete,
just drill?
You should be able to put it in.
Okay. Yeah. So that'll be our responsibility.
Oh, okay. Perfect. Okay. I have nothing else on the parks other than the pavilions coming along. Oh, that's all I have on this one.
Did you get handrails and stuff over there then?
I don't know.
I purchased the grab bars some time ago. I went over today and the hand dryer's in. We're still waiting for the toilet and the sink, of which I'll be on the plumber again to get in there and get it done before snow flies. And then the grab bars need to be installed.
Is there water over there currently?
I mean, it's not working yet because there's nothing to run it in, but right. It's hooked, yes.
And was it, hopefully it was installed with a way to blow it down because that again was not.
Chad's the one who did the final hookup, so.
Okay, and the grab bars are going to be installed by our maintenance men?
Yes, okay. Because Gary said that was not included in his bid, and I agree with that. So.
Oh, yeah, well, I'm fine with that.
Okay.
So, we need to talk about having a ribbon cutting for the pavilion and the pickleball courts.
Getting colder every day.
I know. It's getting kind of getting along. Do we want to still try to get it in yet this fall? Or
do you want to do it when we get the splash pattern?
Oh, definitely we have that in. But I still think that we should toot the horn on the pickleball court.
Okay.
And the pavilion, it's looking really nice over there.
Okay.
Well, you could do it either, you know, two council people and maybe some staff. Then that's not a full council meeting. Or if you want to do full council, then you'd have to have a meeting. Or wait till November.
Oh, well, I don't think we would call a special meeting for that.
No.
Can another council member show up as a...
The mayor and the clerk should be there.
Yeah, I agree.
Any other council?
Yeah.
Anybody else want to come?
When are you going to do it?
Yeah, it's a whole, that's a whole other thing.
Yeah.
But it wants to
get on your own.
Why don't you do it on your Puyo? You went to Puyo.
Saturday? Just coming up Saturday?
I'm all the time, but... No,
I think we keep it separate and special.
Okay.
And alert the press to come. So maybe an afternoon.
Should we just work together and try to figure out a date?
Yeah, and then include him.
Yeah. We'll copy everybody.
And I, so yeah, and I mean, I might come as a community member.
There you go, yeah. And that's fine.
Mm-hmm. Do we need a we don't need a motion for that, do we?
Good going.
I don't think so. Anything else on Parks? Does anybody have anything? Did I miss anything?
I don't think so.
Okay. So we'll move on to fire and rescue. And Jill?
Well, we had two medical and one fire call in the month of September. And then it looks like we were going to talk about the sirens.
Yeah, just an update. I had asked the city of Emily if they would be interested in cost sharing on the siren at 136. And Carrie had come back and said, because I just gave her the whole package and said this is the additional over the monies that we got and the $50,000 and what it's going to cost. And she said, well, they won't cost share on that siren, but they will on that one. And so then I redid my email and I said, no, our $50,000 went towards that. Then what's left over is going towards that. And then what's left over that needs to be paid is what we want to cost share, which was $8,000-some. So they did at a budget meeting approve for their 2024 budget to pay for half of the $8,000.
Good.
Very.
Very nice, yes.
Yeah, but then Tony, you asked though about maintenance, didn't you?
Yeah, I was curious about upkeep and maintenance because as I understand it, there's batteries, backup batteries, and is there a solar panel or something? Anyways, there's going to be stuff for maintenance.
There might be.
It's going to be upkeep and maintenance because everything needs upkeep and maintenance, doesn't matter what it is.
Yeah.
So I just thought about that when we were discussing this. Could approach them with that too and just see if they'd be willing to come share with that.
Okay, because their budget isn't final yet either, so.
Okay. And that wouldn't be anything, I don't think it would be any maintenance next year, but moving forward, amortization of a battery is going to last 3 years. You write it off a little bit every year.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So.
Yeah.
They want to help pay for it. And actually, they probably know because I think they have 5 sirens.
Oh, in Emily? Oh, I don't know.
They have one down in Lake Emily. They have one up
north.
One down. They have 3 for sure.
Okay.
So they would know what the maintenance issues are on probably more so than us because ours hasn't. The last year we just turned it on and it would work. That's why I didn't want to get rid of it. Is old stuff lasts.
Anything else on fire and rescue?
No.
Anybody? Nobody? We'll move right on to Mark and road construction and maintenance.
Okay. Crowley County is doing a, probably got it already read it. They're looking at speeds on roads. Hopefully they don't want to increase the speeds on any of these roads. I sure wouldn't want to have people driving 65 down coming road. It's barely a 55 road. First, I don't know, I'm not sure what the speed study. Chad was supposed to look into car counts on our roads, but that hasn't happened yet. And the other thing which I'm not sure of, I kind of gave it to Ann and let her lead on with it, is the brush dump. And we did give away 40 acres to the county.
I don't know that specifically, but I'm going to find that out.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
I don't know where that's
at. I don't know.
40 acres for what?
Where the dump
unless
used to
you
be back 40 years ago when you were a little kid, you go down and watch the bears at the dump.
Mm-hmm.
Well, at that time when that was the dump, that we served that was city property. Well, when they condemned it, and had to come on EPA, had to come in and do whatever they did to bury it and check on it, we pretty much gave that 40 acres to the county.
Oh.
But I think they're willing to work on they seem like they're willing to work with us and, and possibly get something set up so our residents will have some place to take their brush and their leaves and that kind of thing. It really is. So it's an ongoing project that Ann's working with the county on. So and it sounded like they were amicable.
He was pretty optimistic.
That would be nice.
Yeah.
It really would. And I know it's a problem. And, you know, if you don't have some place, it's crazy.
Wouldn't do it. The other thing, Joe brought up the Deer Lane issue.
Yes.
And we have a forestry committee. I wish it was those guys, at least two of them were more would have been there. But you said they did agree to plant some pine trees.
Yes, they did. They agreed to plant like three rows along the path. Because my point was, why are we calling these trails if it's just going to be, if all you're going to see is like nothing, like all the trees are gone? Well, like they did that on Wolf Lake Trail. They left a lot of old growth there and didn't log the entire thing when they did some of the logging back there. And they could have done, so that was my point, was that they could have done something similar to that and left some of the, they agreed to leave some of the old growth, some of the old hardwoods up there. They did not do that. They left some old, like, red pine or, like, it was not. So what they left, what I saw what they left was not what we had agreed upon. And they even, I even have an email of what the DNR guy, like, stated from our conversation.
Who did you talk to, the Tom Strack or?
No. I have his name, but there were two. There was one guy in particular that kind of, he came out as well, and then so did one of the guys that worked.
Jake Free?
No.
Those are county, not DNR.
Oh, they're DNR. No, two DNR people, okay. Because, yeah, we had, county had actually agreed to starting to do, if this is the parcel they're harvesting, road being here, they're only supposed to do 100 feet, wait 5 years, and then do the back.
Well, they didn't do that.
They haven't done anything that we've brought up or asked them about.
Yes, we actually talked about that, too, because that was one of our issues was all of a sudden you own property in the woods, and all of a sudden there's no woods. They're gone. Like, I mean, they logged up here.
Exposed, yeah.
Granted, within 3 years, that popples right back up, and you got...
Okay, but that's all that's back up. None of the other trees that are old growth, they just, all the popple comes back up, and that takes over, and now it's, like, snuffed out anything else.
That's what they do to subsidize your taxes, is they sell, they're in the wood growing business.
I understand that, but there's also quality of life. Okay, and the whole point is people move up here to be in the woods, the North Woods, and now all of a sudden the North Woods are gone. They could do things that we've talked about that would make this much more appeasing to the eye. But they're just letting the logging companies, they're like, well, the residents want this, but whatever, we sold it to you, so do your thing. And then there's no repercussions when they don't follow what we had agreed upon.
I thought they were supposed to leave a board or two along the road so you didn't have to view that.
Exactly. And
that was not done either.
No.
Right.
And there's
supposed to be 100 foot.
And then also...
Is it 100?
Well, that's what we talked about with our forest committee when we met with the Crow Wing County back in like 17 when we formed the forestry committee just because of what happened on, I call it Baker's Hill, but that area from Keego Lake access... So, Edgewater, when they came in and massacred all that. And then they were going to leave the oaks, and well, now they've come back and harvested all big oaks too, which they could have just left. Because if you've ever looked at the value of timber, popple's worth $47 stumpage right now, and oak is worth like 23. It's less than half.
Wow.
Because outside of firewood, oaks, hardwood, nobody really wants.
And they could have just left them, but they were supposed to leave they were supposed to leave a certain amount of them, right? Where there were maples, oaks, like old growth, hardwoods, things like that in there. They didn't.
DNR said that they did not leave their prescribed.
Oh, the DNR hasn't said a thing. I haven't talked to them, but like I walked by there today and I'm like, this is not what we talked about. Like, it is barren. It looks like a tornado went through.
Now, is that piece right on the corner of Bond Circle or down there? And that's private.
No, not. So it's before the. It's not the Swansons where the Swansons bought. There's a different. There's another area that was logged.
Yeah,
it was like the Wolf Lake Trail area. That's off of Keego, but it also kind of wraps around where those newer houses is where Dan Miller put in that road.
Yeah, on the back side of that. Mm-hmm. He was harvested, what, a year before he...
My last pasture?
A year before you both got by that. He was harvested in 20. Actually, do we have this?
I think they were going to do it in 20, and they did it in 21. I think they were going to do it in 21.
Yeah, we've got sheets. I've got
I'm trying to think if there's a solution to this. I mean, we've already talked to them. You met with them. I was out there, too. I was out there two different times.
Yeah, there you go. They're doing the pacifying thing, and then when it's like they have no control over the loggers. Once they go in there, they just do what they want.
Well, yeah, they do, because they put, if you ever stand on any of those log kinds, they've got double red dots, they've got blue dots, and I can stand up and see them on the trees a quarter mile away and see, yep, okay, that's a stop place.
Are they down by Pistol Lake Road? Are they seeing that now? Because there's blue dots and red dots.
And see, that's Cass County. Yes, there should be red dots where they're not supposed to go, setbacks and whatnot, and blue where they can go.
Well, blue dots right on those. It's like they widen that road, they're about to block it, I think. Sad, because it's so green back.
What does our forestry committee do?
They would address this if you'd like. I can send an email out to them. It's Les, Tom Steffens. Are you on it?
Yeah. Tom Steffens was there. Okay. So he was at that meeting.
Because then I would get them back involved.
Okay, that's
and then
true.
Have your DNR letter.
He was there. They were there because I happened to be in the meeting and I was talking about how I was going to meet with the DNR. And then Tom Steffens was like, well. So he wanted to go, and then he brought Fred. And I didn't know they were on that committee,
unless,
which is awesome.
Les Dagner.
I don't know if Les went. I think it was Fred that went.
But
maybe
if you want...
I don't remember.
So that was that one meeting that I was there, I know.
Okay. No, I'm talking about when we went out and met them. We walked that trail with the... I thought they were... they were DNR. I'm pretty sure they're DNR. Not county. But I guess I could... They would remember better than
I think if you would pull up the email you got from them and send it to me, and in the meantime, I'll contact the forestry committee and tell them you have serious concerns. Can someone please contact you and have a sit down?
So me an email.
Mm-mm.
I will. No, I mean I get so much junk. I'm gonna look for it. I know I have it somewhere, but
okay. Do a search.
It's probably gonna take me.
Put that log deck, and that's where they're supposed to start doing those log decks out of visibility, because the area that looks the worst always is where they had their log deck, and there's all this compaction.
Yes.
And all they did is line up five stumps across there instead of...
Exactly. It looks awful.
Rejuvenating the land.
Exactly. And I think they should come back and fix that, whatever logging company did that. Fix that. Because now it's like not going to grow for 100 years because it's so compact and all the stuff, the junk is still on there, and it's an eyesore.
We'll move along on that, but let's get with the forestry committee and see if they can get some solution to this.
So we'll let Diane know.
I'm going to try to help you look at that too.
I was up there today, and I know exactly what you're saying. I was thinking the same thing. They're supposed to start doing something with these landings. Because if you look, when you come past Edgewild, just to the left there, they did come back and push a lot of that grub back on because they scraped the topsoil off. Well, nothing grows without black dirt. It doesn't take much a speck of black dirt to grow a little bit of grass, but you need that speck of black dirt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, if they came through and disked them, or I don't know what they need to do, but every time they've done a log deck...
And they must know what they need to do, but... If they're not forced to do it, they probably just don't.
It might be a few minutes. I don't know if you'd like to move on to something else.
Hi, Greg. Whatever's being cooked out there is making me hungry. Chicken wings. Oh, yeah. That's what that is.
We can probably just skip Diane for now or skip the liquor
store
and move right on to the mayor's report.
Sure. Sounds good.
We'll get started with that. Videos and the microphones. And this would be for the council chambers here. We have a paper from Tremello. Met with Dylan today, and he was talking about
we've had some complaints of people in the audience that cannot hear the council people talking. And if we had some microphones, they would be lapel microphones that would clip onto your right onto your lapel or whatever. And there would be speakers, maybe one at that end he was talking about, one at this end. He's going to try to work on some of that. So you're eight, which would be five council members, then Ann and Jess and Justin when he's here. I mean, when Justin's done, then the lapel mic could go to the podium, whoever's at the podium could get. So there would be eight of those. And they come in at a price of $1,189.34.
So these are, it's from people that are watching them? Watching the meetings after the fact?
It'll improve that. I have not watched the video yet, but Jess said it was a little difficult to hear this side. And so Dylan said that would take care of all that. And then for people zooming in, like Tony, the clarity would be much, much better. And then for anybody in the audience, because we have had a resident call like three times and really want this.
It's better when you zoom in. I can't understand. Sounds, you know, it sounds really bad.
Okay. Well, I would have known that had I remembered you.
Okay, I think she's ready.
Yes, we'll flip right back since you're on the time schedule, and then we'll hit this again. So, can you mess up? Chip Randy?
I'll just highlight the profit and loss statement. September, take a look at it. A very good month for us. If you look at total sales for 2023 were 78,000 compared to a year ago of 109,000. But you look at the gross profit, we're sitting at 56.1% compared to 50.7%. So we had for last year. So Dan's doing a good job of keeping the inventory down. Look at spend of this month of 27,000 compared to a year ago of 46,000. So trudging along, I guess. Did anybody have any questions with regard to this coming? Night test there, but if not, talk a little bit about upcoming with the Booyah.
So Saturday is Booyah. It's not going to be quite as big as last year. We do have some vendors. We reached out to a few more. I believe we have about a dozen vendors coming on Saturday. So I don't remember what we had last year on vendors. We're not going to have the bouncy house and that, but we are still going to do the selfie station. I do have a line on a girl that'll do face painting. Hopefully she will come. We're trying to get some pumpkins together to maybe do some giveaway pumpkins and that kind of stuff, but it's just not going to be quite as big as last year without the bouncy house and stuff like that. But other than that, we're looking for any help if you guys want to help serve or stir or anything like that, or if you have meat or vegetables that you want to donate for the Booyah, it would be much appreciated. Other than that, that's pretty much all I have for Booyah. We've been advertising. People have been talking a lot about it. It's been on the radio, which Sheena has now changed. So the ad on there has been changed.
Why? What's wrong with it?
It sounded too much like a Halloween party.
It did.
Heard that. And they did that last year, too. And, yeah, so she did a new one. And since it was her mistake, she's given us some free advertising because of that. So, but that's pretty much all I have for Booyah. I don't know. Anybody have any questions on that?
So how do we know when we have enough meat for confusion?
Usually we never have enough. Oh. I mean, we just, I have a list of how much goes in there and stuff, but we can't, we've never had too much meat in there. As far as I remember, we've never got too much meat. So there's been a few times too many, like potatoes or something like that, but that's about it. So,
yeah. Much burger, mainly burger or diced up meat, and can it be game?
No wild game. Yeah, we can't do that. The health department frowns on that, so it has to be anything but wild game.
They used to serve beaver.
Well, yeah, Marge did deal with the raccoon ace helper. But not putting that in the booyah. And it's not diced up meat. It's whole pieces of meat that get chopped and bones taken out. It's a whole process, cooking process.
Yeah.
So.
I guess milk has been wondering.
Yeah. So, all right. I don't know what else we have on here. I don't have my glasses.
No, a staff report. Variance report.
The variance report needs to be fixed.
Okay.
Yeah. It's not correct. So
we'll
do that.
Okay.
And resend it.
Okay. Can you just send one out to us when it does get fixed?
Absolutely.
So you guys can say it.
Sure.
Go ahead, sorry.
Go ahead, you on your agenda.
Okay.
She can't see it, so you have to.
Oh, staff report. Hiring.
Thank you.
Is there no staff report?
That was the booyah. Sorry, it's just that. So I do have two applications that were brought in. Becky Grisula and Cassandra Sullivan have taken an interest in one or two days a week for Becky, or one or two a month. She is up in the air. Cassie would like to not be a bartender, but be like a runner and maybe a food person, you know, in the kitchen, that kind of stuff. Like I explained to them, now it's getting to the slower time, so it's not going to be quite so busy and stuff, but we did lose a few people for the winter, so.
So they'll fill in your schedule without making anybody that's regular mad because they're not getting their hours.
Right, yeah, because as of now, you know, I'm looking at having to do some Monday days, which is really hard for me because that's my office day that I catch up from the weekend and do my dailies and that kind of stuff. So I'm looking for somebody to do at least a Monday so that I'm not doing office and behind the bar. Because I really ideally only want to do 2 to 3 days behind the bar a week and really focus on my other stuff.
And they'd be able to do that for you?
Cassie would not, because she would not. But Becky.
Oh, right, she's not behind the bar, right.
Yeah. So, okay. Just kind of looking for your guys' approval on that to go ahead and set that in motion.
Okay, the motion, we accept applications from Becky Grisula and Cassie Sullivan.
I'll second.
Pending a background check.
Absolutely.
And then starting at
the minimum.
Okay.
Yeah.
Any other discussion on this vote?
All right, that's basically all I have.
We do have some extra monies of yours. What do you suppose it's going to take you to everything fall flat on the space to run through paper?
Oh, gosh.
I know, it's asking a lot. I'm not looking for an exact number. I'm just throw a dart. I'm good with that. We're looking at your bank account, which is quite fat right now, which is wonderful.
Right.
In the city, right? Is that what you're getting at?
Yeah, and there was talk about $100,000, but I think that would only leave $23,000. Anybody want to help me on a page number?
We're on page 8, is that?
Yeah, we're on 8.
Yep.
Tony did ask me today, though, to see how much the bar owes on their loan with the city. And so the auditor then got back to me. So the prior year financial statement showed that the bar owed $135,376, and we'd add 2023 interest of $677, of which that'd be $136,053. But we take off the 80, leaves her with a balance of $56,053.
A lot of numbers,
sir. Yeah, sorry.
Bottom line is she still owes about 56.3. Is that where we're at?
$56,053, according to my calculations. And I would, of course, work with the auditor if you so, you know, wanted to take care of this and make sure it's done correctly.
I think that's a great plan. We're just setting pretty good. That will still leave 134. Yeah, close to 78,000.
Yeah.
Still leave that in.
How much do you suppose you're going to burn through? And would you be you've got a $20,000 CD. Would you be objected doing another 30? I mean, we're just trying to find where your money can make some money over the short term.
We had talked about taking the CD, right, and putting it into a different...
They did it past that.
Yep. Oh, that's already done.
Oh, you did. Oh, okay. That's sorry.
I thought we were waiting on the liquor CD until Diane was here. I thought we didn't make a motion on that on purpose.
You're right.
Oh, you're right.
We're waiting on that.
Yes, sorry. Okay.
So we were going to, what we discussed earlier, is take it so it would have better interest. Put it, okay.
Right.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
It was $130 that we'd lose for taking it out early, but you make $800-some in the interest. So I made a motion that we take the $20,000 liquor store CD from First National Bank and... Oh, 27517 CD, and put it into, are we putting that into First Western? No.
No, we were going to do First National. I think it was a 9-month. First National, 9-month, 5%, because then it's a shorter period in case she doesn't need it.
Okay. That's my motion.
Okay.
Second.
Any other discussion? On a vote?
Okay, right. that solves the $20,000 issue.
Yes.
We still have, what was your number?
Yeah, I don't have it yet. No, it's right there, 78. If we took the 56, if we paid the loan, if she pays the loan up. So this will be the one we paid off.
Yes. And, I mean, what you could do is just have the bar donate a flat $60,000 to the city. Taking care of that, then you'd have, I mean, it's a flat even number then to put into a city CD, if you so.
Pay off her loan and...
But then you take that money and invest it.
Right.
Because right now you're only making a 0.5% on her loan.
Exactly.
Where if you can make 5 in a CD.
Right.
And if we took 60...
When does her...
But that would be out of your loan then. Right.
When is the maturity of that
loan? Oh, geez. 29, looks like.
Then we wouldn't have the 10,000 to pay every July. It would just be done.
You would be done. That's pretty amazing when you're 80,000 and another 60.
Yeah.
That's pretty amazing.
It is, and that's good because that's what the liquor store should be doing.
I guess I don't agree with the whole 60 because we really need furniture and stuff like that too.
So, and on that note, have you looked into it? What kind of dollars are you looking at for furniture?
Furniture for the nice, like we were talking, I think it was you and I that we were talking about.
Yes, I told you, buy the higher end of the last laundry.
Yes, for a nice set, you're going to spend at this time of year, last year when I looked, it's about $4,000 a set. $3,000 to $4,000.
And then almost $5,000 of that. So right now we're looking at probably 46 for a set.
Yes. Yeah.
To do the 60 is only $3,947 extra.
I know, but that's another a set of furniture in my eyes.
Well, so with your 134, if you took 60,000, it's going to be 74,000.
I'm sorry. What?
Right now you're sitting on $134,000.
Mm-hmm.
If they take the $60,000,
okay,
that'll leave you with $74,000.
Okay.
That's a pretty nice checkbook still.
And how many bar sets do you think you're looking at?
I would love to have... Seven to eight.
Times eight? So $37,000.
Sure.
That's outside furniture, inside furniture.
It's like that poly lumber where it's going to last forever.
Yeah.
But then we're looking at pergola too that we really need to do over the patio next year.
Right, well, that's where you guys have to come up with a budget.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and if you're going to do that next year, you would still be making something over. I mean, then you'd have more. That you'd have more than the $37,000 in the coffers.
Right.
And some of your inside furniture is really beginning. Mm-hmm. The seats and some of the other stuff is really getting shabby.
Absolutely.
Maybe we should think about maybe backing off that a little bit and doing $30,000.
Or we do that $30,000. We do it in a 6-month CD, which puts you into January, February, March, April-ish. Right.
April. If you did November, December, January, February, March, April. Put you at the end of April. It would come to if it went in for November.
No, it'd be the end of April. And
you'd be making money on your money.
You'd be making more
money.
No, the city would be making money on the money if it took $30,000. Mm-hmm. But the city would be making money.
And you're silly not to with these rates. You're not going to see this.
That'd leave you with, well, okay. We could take $60,000, put $30,000 into the city to the general toward the loan. We could take $30,000 that she's not going to be needing till spring when she gets her furniture. We could take that $30,000, put that in a 6-month CD,
mm-hmm,
for the liquor store, so she earns some money on the money to buy the furniture in the spring.
I think that's
great. Makes the most sense, right there.
I like that.
What you said.
I'll second that thing. We're all seconding that.
Is that a motion?
Sure.
I love that.
You don't want to repeat it? Come on.
I can do that. $30,000 goes into the city fund from the liquor store.
Pay off $30,000
For the debt. And another $30,000 out of the liquor store checkbook will go into the CD, 6-month CD for the liquor store.
There you go. Whatever bank that makes the most money.
There you go.
I'd like it though specific. So First Western, if you're talking 6 months, has 5.175.
And what was it?
Is that the most?
Well, it depends on how many months you want.
Six.
Yeah,
six.
That's the only one that offers a 6 month.
Did nobody else even offers a six?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think that's better than 0.1 whatever percent.
I never really got a lot of it.
Okay, then what do you want to do with the $30,000 that you're...
That's going to the city. That also needs to go into a CD.
Earmarked towards...
We don't have to earmark. We put it in general for now. But what is making the most money and how long?
12-month. First Western, 5.25.
All right, that sounds good.
Okay, I'm really thinking this now. Can we just do 3 motions then? So this is very clear for the auditor.
Okay.
So first motion, maybe $30,000 from the liquor store checking to the city fund into a CD at First Western, 5.25, 12 months.
Yes.
Sorry, I shouldn't make...
That's okay. It's a pay, and that's a loan payment. For
yes.
That.
And I know Jess will make sure that's
all. Was that 12 months or 6 months?
12.
That one's 12.
Because that'll be the general, that'll be the city.
Then you need a second on that.
We'll need a second on that motion.
Particularly. I'll second.
And vote, please.
Aye. Aye.
Second motion will take the $30,000 from the liquor store, put it into a 6-month CD with First Western at 5.25%.
5.25.
5.1 for 6 months.
Perfect.
I need a second.
Second.
Any discussion? Vote?
Aye.
All right.
Okay. That was it then,
right? That was it. Yeah. We got both of those covered.
We did program
two.
Yeah, that way it's clearer for the unattended.
Okay. I think that's
okay.
The liquor store, which is $30,000 to pay back them on the loan. Is that what?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You're $30,000 off your capital.
Okay. So three more years if we don't. 3 more years of paying $10,000 every July. Okay.
Unless we do this again. Right. Another time.
Hopefully your numbers keep continuing.
Okay.
Keep giving money to the city. And we're going to budget.
So that still leaves you $78,000 in your account.
Okay.
With $30,000 already earmarked for your new patio last year.
Perfect.
That's all patio stuff then?
I mean, Randy and I'll talk about it, but I think it should be pergola and patio and stuff.
And then are you thinking about maybe coming up with a budget for the indoor stuff at some point?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. For sure.
And basically that's tables and chairs.
Yeah.
And
hopefully we have the kitchen.
Something with like
ambiance. Yeah, we really stressed on budget for that exhaust. Have you heard anything close
to it? I have not heard anything. I should.
There was a rep here though, a big wing.
Mm-hmm. Was I here that day?
I don't know. He stood outside. He came through here and I took him over.
I just seen the younger kid when he came in to do the plumbing and stuff.
No, there was a guy in a tie and stuff, and then I know Chad talked to him.
Okay.
In a tie.
Okay.
I thought he was. Maybe not. Okay. Doesn't dress like Chad. Us anyway.
I'll have to ask Chad.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Anything else with Bob? Okay, thank you.
Thanks,
Dan.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Dan. Thank you. She had to sit down for 2 minutes.
Yeah.
It's a long day. She's got to be
a day. Good shift for one of the others to take from now on.
Yes.
Okay. Back to the council meeting videos and microphones. So, we kind of covered this before Diana came with the 8 lapel mics and the speakers. This is 8 channel. You meant 8 channel slash.
It's an 8 channel system that he'll mount right under the cupboard counter there. So you can only do 4 or 8 channel. 4 is not enough, but 8 would of course accommodate us for the microphone.
I'll make a motion that we accept the bid from Tremolo. Mello?
Tremolo.
It's not Tremolo, it's just something different.
It's Tremolo.
Oh, okay.
Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For the microphones and the video system at a total of $1,189.34.
Second.
Any other discussion? Vote.
Aye.
We have on here discussion of the fire hall and community center building, and I almost wish Chad was here a little bit to talk about that, but Mark, you're pretty aware of what's how the building is and stuff, and is everybody pretty much aware? If you're not, you should really go look at it sometime and see. It's kind of a Mickey Mouse setup.
It's
got three different...
Three
separate heating systems and kind of kicking around the idea, and we have been for quite some time setting aside some money and plan ahead for the future for a new fire hall, possibly maintenance shop, and what to do with the community center. Just want to kind of put that out there for everybody's mind, just thinking about it and what we have and some of the options that are out there.
I'm not moving forward. I did talk to Skeet Meehy across the street, and he said yes to the city. He has no plans for that property at this point, but he would part with a parcel for us either in the northwest corner or the southeast corner. You want to keep the corner, which I think we all need for whoever, maybe somebody buys a bar, gets tax forfeit, and builds on to that over there, but he has agreed that he would express that we could possibly move that way. Ron Manger said absolutely not. He's not interested in partially handing over, because the thing about across the street, we also have the foundation, but that's only 1 acre. Hard to do much on 1 acre.
Yeah, for sure. And then we also have the possibility of
all the community garden.
Well, and that's where you can push that forward and that whole back, because there's water there. There's
exactly.
Everything's there. And another person has stepped up and said, because remember that time that Jeff Pedig was in here and he started ranting off? We were actually interviewing for Randy's position, and he started saying, oh, there's no place for firearm safety for kids to go. The building's not heated, so it's not a wintertime possibility, but if we just did a community garden slash RV dump,
yep,
slash still sitting with that structure, it could be leased out for something along those lines. As far as if it, I guess it's almost impossible if you've got a 12-year-old to get into a firearm safety class right now.
You know, I think we should maybe think about forming a committee to look at some of our options. We also have the Pultz property over here, which is adjoining too. And Dave, you know.
Dave opened because, yeah, you were going to go down that avenue with
yeah, I haven't talked to him. But it's also, you know, it adjoins our property here. And he's retired now and he's thinking about, you know, kicking it back. And
well, he also has recently gotten a permit to build a house right on this corner.
Not on this corner, the house
not
is
not already on this corner, it's on the corner, on this direction from this driveway.
Yeah, it's right next to the driveway. There's yeah, plenty of area here that there's no. It's up. The house is up. It's right there. You can go look at it.
I haven't looked in there. Oh, I just know when I was looking over at Kathy and thought, oh, yeah, this all set up.
Anyway, I think we should form a committee. It'd be nice if we could get a committee, someone who would spend some time, look at some of our options, see what's available. Maybe such a thing as, you know, talking to Dave Ski and seeing what's, you know, out there. Maybe, how would we do this? Could we put some information out there looking for people that would want to be on the committee?
Sure. Maybe we should work on an actual description of what you want them to do.
Yeah.
You know, a building committee. And yeah, we should really look at what their responsibilities would be. And then, yeah, you could certainly run an ad, or we could try just to do it free on the website and Facebook.
Sure. Yeah, they need some guidelines and some guidance of what we're looking for.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure I could reach out to other cities to see, you know, they form committees all the time.
Right.
We've got two different people that have volunteered to draft a floor plan for free.
Right. Yes, I've said that to Chad a number of times. Bruce Bissonnette has a few times.
Oh, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be great. And it would be nice to have somebody deal with all that, and then it would be nice to have somebody help come up with ideas with that property over there. And I think the community garden, I mean, I just talked to so many people that are so interested, but the also the RV thing, and then these other options for the kids, I think that sounds fantastic.
Well, and I would
to make use of it, to find out what we could use it for. What,
exactly.
Like, can we use it for those things? What is it? What is the structure? Is the structure strong enough right now? Is it in good enough condition to be able to do those type of things? And what kind of things would be interesting for
them? See, that would all be in the guidelines. They could, you know, so that.
Yeah.
Do you have anything in writing that from the, was it the lawyer or the league that you talked to that they could just donate that to the city?
It was just the league. And something we can certainly
it's
ask.
Something you could, because Joy said that it can only, she's got it stuck in her head, it can only go to a 501c3.
No.
But but you're going to I'm just looking at your persuasive on your end of the negotiation.
Yeah, I can get something from the league. It was from an attorney when I was at that conference.
Yes.
That and said, yes, absolutely.
That's what I mean. You're going to need to have the evidence that says, no, yes, you can give it to the city. I just know where the rebuttal's coming from.
Right. And then I, too, would suggest that as you go down this path that I know it's money, but to involve the city engineer at one point or some point, you know, and there is matching funds through Sourcewell for consulting services like that. So, yeah. You know, to look at the whole picture instead of piecemealing and throwing something here, throwing something there, that it's a long-term plan.
Maybe that's what we want this committee to do is give us thoughts on what where they think a long-term plan for the city of 50 Lakes.
Yeah. And I don't know if you would involve Justin in that or not.
There may be some questions for him.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Well, he knows, all the impervious and the setbacks. And,
For sure.
Yeah, so it would be good.
And that's, I don't think a garden costs anything against impervious, but that's, and that, if you, you've been to the back there, recently or this summer?
Yeah, recently.
So there's three uprights where the septic system is currently. If you go beyond there, there's an area, however wide that lot is, it's big enough for a helipad. And that's one of the things we did use that, and I had pilots stop and program it in their phones for a possible landing zone, since then we've still used in front of the hall. But it's a pretty substantial area. It could be broken up 6, 8, 10 ways for everybody to grow a garden, or I don't know how they do it if they all, here's everybody's corn, here's everybody's potatoes.
Well, no, it's not, it usually is broken up into parcels, and then you have your parcel and you grow whatever you want there.
Mm-hmm.
And then each one is like, and then that's also a small source of income for us. It's very small. But I mean, people pay for their portion of the community garden. And the they don't even have enough room in Cross Lake. I'm sure people who come from Cross Lake to even do it.
Crosby, too.
But there has to be a in-city priority or something along
that. Something like that, too. And there's fencing. There's all kinds of stuff to think about.
Yeah, there's a cost in that.
Yeah, sure. There's, so let's talk about, let's put this on the agenda for next month and see if we can get together some ideas and stuff. If anybody's got anything to stop and talk with Ann. Maybe you'll compile some stuff for us, and then we'll visit about it, and then see, we'll bring it up next month and see how we're coming on getting them something organized.
Next month I will be in Spain.
Oh, darn. You won't be speaking, will you?
I might try to zoom in. I don't know. I'm going to find out what time it is. not in the middle of the night. Anyway.
Okay.
Okay, we're going to review or talk about the 2024 budget. And that's on page 45 to 62. And this is our, which I said preliminary, but it's not. It's our budget.
It's your proposed, which proposed. Now you can't go up, but you can definitely go down. And we can move anything anywhere, any time of the year.
Does anybody have anything we want to discuss about the budget?
Well, the thing that brought up to Ann, when I got here, is some of these lines that don't have any budget from that the money has gone other directions.
I think that might be me coding something wrong, so I will look at that.
What did we budget for increased salaries?
5%.
Okay.
Does anybody know where COLA is?
I think it's at 3% when I looked at Medicare. It's 3%.
3% of the COLA we're looking at for 2023.
That's what a lot of the cities are saying in the feeds.
3.32. We've got some savings there.
We finalized this in November.
December. Yeah.
December meeting. Okay.
Yeah. So, I'll just keep it on the agenda every month and certainly come in anytime or give me a call and sit down. Mm-hmm. Like I told Mark, though, I do want to contact the county. anyway, they just have a hard time getting back to you in a timely fashion. But and see exactly what you're proposing, or Karen. I don't even know if Karen can answer it, and I don't know if the county can. But, you know, you're looking at 11.79% increase in your budget from last year to this. What is that going to do to the property, you know, the city's portion of the property taxes in the city? Does that make sense? You know how they break it down on your property tax statement? I'd just like to see if they can tell me. And if they can't, then I'll talk to Lisa Lee.
For, so if that brings up our property taxes?
Right, if it's going to show that, oh, yeah, City of 50 Lakes, you know, raised our taxes. Which that's what it's for.
I mean, well, we're among some of the lowest taxes in the area. So
I think we're the second.
I think we're fine.
First or second to the lowest.
Right. I think there's only one that we were talking about that was actually lower than us.
Yeah.
I don't remember what the city town was.
It's just, I know it's always been council's mission to keep
them
low as low as possible.
But even if it goes up a little bit, we're still maybe not the second to the lowest. We might end up at the third of the lowest. Mm-hmm. But I think that's still great.
Yeah, I think we do pretty well on keeping the budget
you do.
Pretty tight.
Yeah. And you're a financially very healthy city.
Anything else on the budget? We'll talk about it again next month.
Did we have something we were going to talk about? I just had it in my head and I forgot. But something at the end we're going
to. For the budget?
It wasn't a CD, but it was something.
You check?
Oh, yes.
Yes, that's coming up in purchase.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, we won't forget that
time. I was thinking for budget. I don't know my check. I love my check. I know it's somewhere, but you know what? I don't know where. I have too many places to look. So
well, actually, the one that I lost, she found in her pocket.
What?
The one that I lost last December, she found it like over the weekend in her reached in her pocket. Like, oh, look, I just found it.
I mean, I have a picture of it, but it doesn't matter because it's too late. Like, it doesn't say it on the check, actually, maybe on the back side, but on the front side, it doesn't have it. That it's a 90-day or whatever.
Oh, well, that check, no, you'd be fine. That was just from January.
Right.
But you said you tried to deposit it and it didn't go, right?
Well, that's because I did it, you know, online, and I don't know why, but this bank a lot of times kicks them out. And then I forget to look and make sure it's done, and then I have no idea what I've done with the check.
Because if you still have it, just do it again. Save yourself the $32.
I have a picture of it on my phone.
Oh. I don't
Somewhere know. I have it. Okay. I think
well, when we get to that part of it, we'll talk about that. Let's finish up the mayor's report. Review the new website. Dylan's been working on a website. He's got some. I think he's looking pretty sharp. He's got a pretty good start. He's tweaking it and moving things around. And yeah, I think it's going to be a lot easier for people to find stuff, more user friendly.
Yes, it already looks more user friendly.
Yeah.
Would you go up to government, thank you, and then do public office instead? Okay, I would like to, since Gary's not here, maybe not. Oh, I'd like to get your pictures.
Not today.
Okay, that's fine.
Did you see what I'm looking like? I just got back from a long walk and was all sweaty.
But maybe like by the first of the year.
Okay, that's fine.
We get everybody's pictures.
Maybe we just decide in December that we take that we
okay everybody
in,
yeah
in for pictures
okay
since I won't be here in November.
Yeah, it would be nice city staff to have pictures too, you know, so people mm-hmm. know who everybody is and stuff.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
Such a lot of
me. So this is a work in progress. So
and Brad Jessica is the bone of it. Yeah, so.
Is it Bob Stancer, assistant chief?
Yeah, this is wrong.
It's wrong, yeah.
So is John Meyerson.
I think he was just pulling stuff. And so this is just a test. It's not live yet. Him and Jess will work together.
But I like the looks of it.
I do too.
It's cleaner and.
Yeah, it does.
I wish, but I think it's a no. I wish the Landys would let us have a picture of the bridge on there.
It won't, Kathy. Will Kathy say no?
My daughter works for Susie and John. She said, I don't think they will. But if you see her, ask her. Would you? If you see Kathy?
What bridge are we talking about?
The covered bridge stone.
That would be great.
Wouldn't it?
Yeah.
That would be nice, but I think that she doesn't want the notoriety either. There's enough people.
Well, we'd never say where it was. But
people be asking.
True. Okay. Good point. But anything you guys think of for on here?
The Powered Barn was still open. It would have been fun.
Yes, it would
have. Yeah, do you have a picture of the loft that was all covered in hats? I just ran across a picture of that recently.
Did you? I don't have any.
Just the other day.
Well, any pictures you find like that, we can.
I'd like to see it.
Yeah. Well, and we can have him scan them and put them on here.
Oh.
Right? He could create you, or you, create an area of 50 Lakes memories. Do.
That'd be fun.
Like Troy Atwater collects postcards. And he's got postcards you wouldn't believe.
Cool.
We've got old pictures here.
Right, so yeah. I guess we'd have to have permission from private property to have one when Ken went out. My camera and Kat mom's name. Dorothy, yes, Dorothy. When I had to turn the lights on one time, I took pictures of it coming in the snow plow, and I just jumped out, went to the side, took a picture of it.
Oh, the bridge?
Oh, no way.
12 inches of snow, and then that whole covered bridge is covered, it's all chandelier.
Oh,
lights.
Wow.
Oh, all, when I was plowing, I called Dorothy. Did Dorothy turn the lights on? I got a visitor plowing with me. And she turned on the lights down there.
Oh,
and,
nice.
And the
I didn't know it was
lighted.
I've never been there at night.
Huh? And I don't know if Shannon's are still hanging around. Yeah, they're good.
Okay. Anything else? I have nothing else on the mayor's report. So we're going to get into purchasing of personnel. Employee reviews are coming up and they're due by November 30th. I would like to see this council do the reviews on all the department heads, which would mean Ann Raff, Chad Wozniak, and Diana Johnson. And then they would do the reviews on their employees. But this is something different. Typically, we don't never had it.
In I kind of like this idea.
You know, I do too, because we all have something, different ways of thinking and different ways of questioning and stuff and wanting to know stuff and what's going on. I think it'll give us a little better handle on what everybody's doing. I don't understand when they're, you know, all the things that people do, but I think they'll give us a little better idea. So I'd like to get that set up, and I'd like to make it an annual thing that it just comes up at the November council meeting. Department heads are reviewed.
Agreed.
You know, and it'll be closed unless they want to keep it open because it is personnel at the time. So we'll start the council meeting, and it would be on the agenda. When we get to there, we'd have to close it unless they want to leave it open. But it wouldn't take that long, and I don't think, and...
It's 7:30 and we're pretty much wrapping up here in the next few minutes. So it wouldn't be like they're staying up late at night or anything.
So I'm in the process now of looking at some review forms. I'm not really crazy about our review forms, some of them. And so Ann has got some other ones for me, and you guys are welcome to look at different ones that are out there. Maybe between us, we can put together something that is more suited to ours.
And also, the department heads should have their performance appraisals, their personal ones, back to us, whatever the Friday previous, when you guys go to the print shop.
With the council packets.
With the council packets.
Yes.
They have to have this completed by the council packet. So we have
this. It won't go in the council packet, though, because that's a personnel.
Okay, but it...
We just don't want to buy that.
Okay.
Yes, we want to
the buy that.
So you can print it up and give us each a copy.
Can I suggest that since we didn't give the full 5%, that at when we do our reviews, if we consider maybe giving the other 2% for the rest of the year?
A certain...
Because remember when we had budgeted for 5% raise, we only went for 3%. But we still have that 2% that we never gave that we budgeted for.
We haven't given anybody 3%, have we?
Well, she's talking about the COLA last year.
I understand. We budgeted five, but we haven't determined that we're just going to give
that. This past 23, you did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But coming up in 24.
No, but that's what I'm talking about. We could give them, the last couple of months, maybe November, December, give them an extra 2%.
So you're attacking a bit more of a merit.
Yeah.
You can't do that. It's
why not?
Totally illegal. No merit raises.
What?
I remember this coming up with Karen also.
I know.
How it went.
No bonuses.
So, no bonuses, no but bonuses. We can have a performance raise. So,
and actually...
But we can't just do it for 2 months. Can you just do it?
We can retrograde it.
We can retrograde it. I'm fine with that too. We budgeted for 5%. We only gave 3.
Gotcha. Okay.
Well, we haven't given anything yet.
Oh, okay.
Not for 24. We haven't given
anything. No, I'm talking about for 2023.
Okay.
I'll look into the no bonuses, no, but you can give a performance.
Performance.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, well that'll all come up. That'll all be discussed at the November meeting.
Okay, so if I don't make it, that is my point. That is my sense. That's my goal.
So we have to ratify in December. I'm backing up a little bit with the conversation earlier, but wonder if we have Karen come in and pay her to be here for a meeting just to make sure that the budget's where we need to be.
She's been working, Anne's been working with Karen on this budget all along. I don't see any reason to pay Karen to come here. Okay.
Well, and I can certainly have her review it again. I think she'll be in Thursday.
Because with that 11%, what was our raise? How much did we jump last year?
In the budget?
Yeah. Sorry to back this up, but it's something I just popped out of my head. We brought up employee COLA and everything else. It's still part of the budget, really. I don't want to go over and above and have us raise our end substantially. I was looking at those with these numbers really good, actually.
This is showing. 26. From 22 to 23, you went up 19%. Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, I think that's what you're asking.
Yeah. We're according to this, we're going up 20.3.
I don't have my 23 folder. Oh, there it
is.
Okay. So this is what you want, right? So from 22 to 23, you went up 16.8% on this sheet.
Okay.
46. 46 is so little I can hardly
see. So you are actually less.
So this jump here.
You can zoom in on that.
16.8.
Oh, yes, I should do that. Yes. Yeah.
That would have went up, and this year we're going to go up a lot.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you're down 23.
Where the cost of goods and services and everything else
is going up.
All right, I'm just worried that we're increasing our budget.
Too much. Okay.
And it's easy to cut it, but I just want to make sure we're not.
Yeah, and we have till the December to cut, to lower.
We're only going to meet one more time when we can make adjustments and then we got okay in December.
Yes.
But then, I want to get it clarified now. Is this so it's down 5% from what it was in 2023? From the increase.
Yes. Looking at that. Then would you rather have Jill here for reviews and do them in December?
Oh, I didn't think about that. Yes, I would like Jill to be here, but she's going to have questions, and you'll have questions and contribute. Yes.
You still have my falls then, too?
That was an accident that I did that last time, because they asked me again to do it this week, and I said, no. No, because I totally spaced that I planned it over fire department meeting and this meeting, and so that I was going to be good about zooming in, and then I totally, you know, when you're in a totally different place, I just was, didn't think. But so I, so no, I'm trying not to double schedule myself like that.
I would like to see it done in December.
The three department heads.
But you're going to be in Spain next month.
Yes.
So what are you available for a budget meeting before or after you're in Spain then, that we can
for sure
get together?
I think we should call a special meeting.
I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there. If she's not here for that part of it.
Well, only if you guys think it's necessary.
At this point, I don't. I don't, so, personally.
But, I don't. And you guys can always text me. You're like, I don't have to be at an official meeting. You can get my input. But, you know. It's up to you. Because, I mean, I'll still have Wi-Fi and stuff there. So. If you're going to send me an email, make sure you have a look. Or we can, whatever you want to do it. I'm fine with whatever you guys decide.
This by November 30th, it says here, is that in the handbook? Is that what the handbook says?
Yeah, but read the files today.
I know, I looked at the files. Some people haven't been reviewed for 4 years. You know, as other people have been, it's. So, if it comes to a decision, let's move the department heads to the December meeting. Do I need a motion on that? You need a motion on that?
Maybe it would be nice to have a motion that December meeting, department heads will be reviewed at the meeting.
Okay, I'll make a motion that we review the department heads at our December meeting.
One second, then.
We also have 6 month probation for Ann as clerk treasurer and Jessica Estanovich as our deputy clerk. You have completed the 6 months, it's been completed.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be myself and Gary. That's what we decided.
To review.
To do the review?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Right.
And then we will bring our recommendations back to the November meeting and go from there.
Shaking.
That's okay. And then maybe give a performance increase of 2%.
Yeah, that'll be determined too. And also, Ann will be here. Well, she'll get, she's just getting the probation done right now. This is just dealing with the 6 months.
Got it.
They're 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
And then her performance review will be before the council in December.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
But also, too, if there's any changes, we can make it retroactive to the date of the 6 month or whatever,
Or so.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I verified with Karen today that the retro, as long as it's not too long, is fine. Or else, we probably want you to look at something tonight.
Okay, request from Hallett Library. It's on page 68.
I got a staple line.
Everyone's had a chance to read the letter. Basically says that, they would like some support and some money from us.
Is the Hallett Library the one they used to support? Remember when the bus used to come around through town?
Uh-uh.
The library bus?
Oh, no, that's Kitchigami.
Kitchigami.
Mm-hmm. And honestly, I would have to double check. I can't find my letter. Because if they're not a nonprofit, we can't donate to them. They are.
They're a memorial, the Jesse F. Hallett Memorial Library.
And I don't recall us ever donating to them.
I don't ever remember seeing a letter from them asking.
I didn't even know they existed.
I don't know anybody who goes there.
There's a substantial amount of community who can make it out in the corner when the bus showed up.
Yeah, for sure. That was good. You got me wondering. Yeah. On a Pine River Brainerd.
Whatever happened with that? They're just going to everybody that's all on the phone now, I guess.
There's still a Kichigami.
The library's there, but the bus, the book,
yeah.
book mobile.
Yeah, we did that with our kids.
So, I mean, I wish I knew what kind of, like, they talk about programs there and activities, but I mean, it would be nice to know what they did. Are they activities that 50 Lakes is involved in, the people here, or?
I've never heard of anything.
How many Crosby kids meet? I don't even know if we have anybody going to take the Crosby bus to New Orleans here this year, do they?
I see Pequot and I see Crosby Charter.
And Pine River comes through here, okay, too. I don't see the Crosby bus come over this way. Mm-hmm.
I don't have any preference
either. I guess I don't either. I guess I'm just kind of, you know. Does anybody have any strong feelings on?
Just let it go. Lack of motion.
Just let it go. Okay.
We need to back up a little bit. Don't we need a separate votes for resolutions?
That was in my consent agenda.
So that can be covered in there? I thought that'd be separate.
No. If they're really ones that I want you to make sure you guys are seeing, yes, but this is just standard business for donations from the 50 Lakes.
Right.
Yes. And it'll be in the minutes that resolution was passed. So, one thing I did forget, though, Mark, you asked me to do today, was to see how much you owe on the fire truck.
Yep.
$65,840.98. And your interest rate is 2.8%. Which is very, very good.
Yeah.
So, no, I don't know that you want to do
that. That's more where I was kind of going with that. Yep. How much are we paying for that 2.8? You just let it go.
Yeah. And then I think I did email you this. It is Crow Wing County timber sales.
Yeah.
Does that have that? Yeah, you emailed it. Does that happen to have the harvest of timber in by year?
This is just the sales now, but if you want me to, I can definitely get in touch with this.
Well, I think it's out there on the county thing.
Okay.
Also somewhere.
Okay, we're up to the check. We have check number. We need to cancel check number 45020. In the amount of $886.56. And less the cancellation on the check of $32 and reissue a check for $854.56 to Jill Radman.
Just need a motion.
I think that was a motion, wasn't it? I'll second.
Any discussion? Vote?
Right? If you can find it.
Are you looking for it?
I don't know. Probably will happen, but Robbie somehow got it over to my condo, and I'll find it this next week. And I'll be like, oh well.
Unfinished business. Anybody have anything in unfinished business? Our audience has been very quiet tonight. I see no unfinished business. Open forum. Again, they're very quiet. I need a motion to adjourn.
Your motion to adjourn.
Sorry.
Vote.
All right.
Aye.
And thank you for keeping us on time. Good job.